Mike Osborne for WMOT News. The city of Franklin will place new historical markers next to the city's Confederate monument, even though a lawsuit to determine who owns the town square property remains unresolved. The Daughters of the Confederacy erected the monument in 1899 to honor the more than 1,700 Confederate soldiers who died during the Battle of Franklin. Following the 2017 white supremacist riots in Charlottesville, activists launched an effort to remove the Franklin statue or add additional markers to tell what supporters described as a fuller story about slavery, the war, and the Jim Crow era that followed. But the Daughters of Confederacy immediately threatened to sue, asserting they owned the square property and would not allow changes. Doug Jones is their attorney.
Slavery is horrible. It's terrible, and we don't need to forget that. But the little piece of ground that we claim we own, that's about dedication for the memory of those boys that fought at Franklin.
Pastor Chris Williamson is a leading voice of the so-called Fuller Story movement. He says advocates quickly abandoned the idea of removing the statue in favor of adding context.
What we wanted was equal footing, if you will, a place of equal nobility to tell other stories that haven't been told. Stories that will bring the community together as well as bring knowledge of the past.
Even though a lawsuit over square ownership remains unheard, the Franklin City Council voted unanimously to move ahead with placing new historical markers near the monument. Still more markers and the statue of a Black Union soldier will be erected near the county courthouse. Mike Osborne for WMOT News.